public hearings are always a two-part process. They take two meetings. The first meeting is to introduce the material, to schedule the time when everything's going to be discussed and finalized. All those were at the last regular meeting in October, and we have four of them on the commission agenda for Monday that now are up for final vote. Mm-hmm. And so for anybody who's been following the issues, pro or con, who's interested in the outcome, that would be a good meeting to attend. And the good news is public hearings are right up front, so you're not going to have to wait long to dive in. Mm-hmm. But we taking a look at the traffic ordinance based on all the discussions we've had with everybody around the region, getting a better grip on how traffic flows through the city. We've had several meetings on that. Mm-hmm. We're going to put at least some of the initial proposals to test to see if the commission's going to support them.
And that would include what a couple of bits of the ordinance that for folks to know about.
Well, this is not about hauling or anything like that. This is about just simple control of the streets. We've had a number of areas where, because we don't have restrictions on them, vehicles that aren't typically seen in residential areas, sure, or park areas, you know, are moving through. So we're going to try to start locking that down a bit. The brownfield plan for Duke Life Point is coming up, which is great. As soon as we can get that in place, we'll be able to start getting our compensation back for all the initial efforts that we're spending trying to make that successful. And it's important. I made this distinction to somebody already this week. Brownfield plans aren't the construction plans. You know, I have people coming up to me every day saying, when's the hospital going to be there? What is it going to look like? What's it going to do? Mm-hmm. And I have to remind them it's a three-year process to build a hospital. You don't just decide you want one and they plop down out of the sky. You
exactly.
know? It takes a little bit of patience. And the first step of the process is to make sure that you've got, particularly with brownfields like what we're dealing with, is an agreement with the state that allows you to collect up the money that you might otherwise send to Lansing to use for improving the site here. So this is really just the first step, and we're looking forward to getting that kicked off. It's something we agreed to in the MOU, and we don't welch on our promises. The other one is we've got another organization that's interested in starting up a brownfield plan to do some redevelopment, the Nestle Down Bed and Breakfast across from Picnic Rocks.
Ah, yes. We've been seeing that kind of over there. A lot of things going on in that area.
Yeah, they've started construction. That's for me, I've been watching it now for 18 months, 2 years, where between the time they bought the property and the time they actually started the construction, they had to go through multiple zoning steps and multiple design steps and financing steps and all the rest. So it's nice. You know, we're getting a chance to see some of these things come to fruition, and the commission's going to take a look and see if they want to set it up as a brownfield to help them maybe get a little bit better start.
And I know that one of the public hearings actually has to do with a matter that you have clearly recused yourself of, and that's why Mayor Bob Neamy is here to talk about it a little bit. The public hearing has to do with the zoning request that goes in with the city-owned property at Founders Landing that has to do with boathouse construction and what the rowing club. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's correct, Walt. There's a parcel which is just south of the Hampton Inn, which was part of the waterfront form-based code. And what we'll be doing is we'll be bringing that back to attaching it to the part, the zoning that's to the south is conservation and recreation. And so this will be the last hurdle in allowing the development of a boathouse on the waterfront for sculls and kayaks and for the quiet motorsport or quiet water sports.